Nah, MJ doesn't hate on us. Well, he might secretly do. We don't know. He might be that one hater we have. Do we have any haters?
Inside hater? Nah, come on. Okay, no, we don't. Bro, we
I feel like we have some secret haters who just haven't spoken up yet. I'm waiting for a hater. I want a hater. I want someone to hate us.
Do I sound like MJ?
I don't know. I'm so weird.
Why? We need supporters only. Yeah. Oscar, I believe you had a story.
Huh? You have a story to tell.
I have a story.
What's your story?
Oh, I do have a story. Okay, so this story is just me being an idiot for a little bit of time. So it was first year of my A-levels, so I would have been in year 12. And at my school, we had this thing called Career Ready, which was like this government scheme to like get you into like businesses and stuff like that, and do like internships over summer and stuff like that.
Like work experience?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
So we had to go into Central one day, and I live quite close to the train station we had to go to, so I woke up really, really, really late. And by that time, everyone in my house had like gone to work or gone to school, gone to uni, whatever. And I didn't have house keys.
Uh-oh.
And the front door was locked. And me being the smart kid that I am was like, the only way I can get out my house is if I jump through the living room window.
Well, I think there may have been other options, though.
There was. I could have gone through the garden door. I could have gone through the patio door. I could have waited till my mom came home, which she did 5 minutes after I jumped out the window.
No wow.
But the fun part of this story is that while attempting to jump out the window, I broke the window.
No you way. Broke the window?
I broke the window of my living room.
Let's go.
How?
Because we have one of like those old ones where you have to like lift the latch and then put the latch on the thing and then it like...
Do you have enough space to go
good
through?
Gestures.
I'm doing gestures to explain it because I didn't know how to describe it. But it didn't latch properly and then I jumped out the window and then the window swung shut and the handle bit broke.
So you broke the latch, not the glass?
Oh.
No, the glass was fine.
Okay. Oh, I thought you might as well have just jumped straight through the window.
Straight through the window. You can't open it. There's only one more way through the glass. It
wasn't the smartest thing for me to do. It was very entertaining for everyone who's had the story.
Did you make it on time?
Yeah, so I was on time.
Well done.
Oh, nice.
It was very
entertaining. Should have waited for your
mum. I should have. She was literally 2 minutes away. But this 16-year-old asker was like, I'm going to be late. I'm going to miss the train. I don't know how to get into Central without everyone else.
I hate being late. Oh, it's one of my pet peeves. But
I'm being late.
Yeah, I'm actually quite late quite often, which is...
But no, so a lot of my friends do this thing where if we're all meeting up, they'll tell me to be there 10 minutes before we're actually supposed to be there.
Oh, you guys are like that.
I'm always late as well.
I'm the guy that says that to people.
Yeah, you are.
I'm nice and early all the time. Not even early, I'm on time.
I'd just like to introduce this new segment, or not new segment, because we're kind of copying it from last time. But we're going to do another Would You Rather, since you guys enjoyed it so much and wanted to learn so much more about what we think, because our opinion is apparently extremely valid to a lot of you, and I quite enjoy that.
Yes.
Opinion valid.
What?
All right, then.
Yeah, you guys enjoyed it last time, and the response was quite good. So
But also, it's kind of like we're tweeting out our thoughts, because people tweet to like, get their opinions validated online.
Yeah, I like that.
This is kind of what we're doing.
Oh.
Anyway, okay. MJ, what's the first question?
Let's get into it. Okay. Would you rather know, classic, when or how you die?
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, so is that just when or how? I'd like to know how I die.
Because I've heard
why?
This
no,
you're scared
no, 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 no.
of doing anything related no, no, no. to how you die.
I'd like to know when I die. Because I would live my life to the best until that day.
Yep.
Because you can't escape that day. Because that's the day you're going to die.
Yeah. By knowing when, you have a deadline.
Yeah.
By knowing how is just you live your whole life in fear.
In fear of if...
In fear of whenever it could happen because you don't know when.
How, it depends what it is. If it could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing.
If it's like in your sleep, then...
If you choose how and it says old age, then you know. Then you know both.
What's considered old age?
Yeah, exactly. Does 60 or does 90?
Oh, come on.
What's old age?
That's a lifetime, bro.
70 years. 80 years.
Yeah, but 65 is pretty old, not gonna lie.
I would still like to know when instead of how.
How it could be like...
car crash.
A car crash, yeah.
Then I'd never want to get into a car in my life.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
trolley
but a car
accident.
Crash doesn't have to be you in the car, though.
I would just...
So yeah, things you live your whole life in fear.
Exactly. But if I know... Then I could just be, like, in my youth, I could be as dumb as I want and go, like, skydiving without a parachute. I don't know.
Are we
today I'm not dying.
You're immortal until that day,
true.
Though. I don't know about if that's allowed.
That's how I'd like to know when I die.
Oh, it could change. Because could, if you no, do something stupid.
That wasn't a part of the original question.
That would be a bit of a shaft, though. You ask when you die, they say 5 years, and then you die in one.
That's their rude. Death.
His name's...
Death.
Michael.
Isn't Michael the angel?
As soon
angel?
As you press the button...
Michael is the good angel. Why is he also the death?
Oh, snap.
No, his name cannot be Michael.
His name is Bartholomew.
His name's what?
Yeah, Bartholomew.
Bartholomew.
Why don't you call him Satan?
Bartholomew the bearer of bad news.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh, is he?
Who?
Is that what it is?
Michael is not... He is an angel, but I don't know. He's not death.
He's not death. I know he's not death. Pretty sure he's a good one.
Yeah, he's good. They're all good.
Oh,
they haven't got the nicest of jobs. They're all good.
You need to be careful about what I say.
Yeah. Now, he's called Bartholomew. He's called Bartholomew. He comes down. As soon as you press... You've got two buttons in front of you. One's how, one's when. As soon as you press one, Bartholomew comes across the street.
Mm-hmm. And he just tells you the bearer of bad news.
Okay, but then if I go skydiving with that parachute, will he reappear 10 seconds before I'm about to die? And be like, oh,
like,
sorry.
You failed.
No, that's cheating.
You don't mess with Bartholomew, though.
He's like, oh, that's just been changed. There's been an update.
Update? No! Why are you telling me that now?
It's about 2 minutes from now, should you jump?
Be like, if you jump, the time will change. Be like, okay, I won't jump then. You'll be like, okay, good.
Sorry, Mr. Bartholomew. I apologize.
I'd still like to know when, though. I choose when.
That'd be funny. You'd be like, you can make a friend. You do risk
stuff. Oh, you're besties with him.
Hi, it's good to see you. I just want to see how you're
doing. Be like, you know, I really enjoyed your presence last time. I wanted to see you again.
Yeah.
Or like, no one believes you, so you like try stab yourself, and then he appears. He'd be like, listen, if you do that, you'll die.
If you do that one more time.
Yeah,
and then
time in this
everyone believes you because they can...
Well, maybe he has to save you.
Oh, poor him.
What, if you jump out the plane and you're not allowed to die because you die in 5 years, maybe he has to come save you.
How's he going to save you? Put out a parachute?
Well, if he's like an angel, he can like just do all the magic stuff.
He can force you down.
He just starts building a trampoline at the bottom.
That would hurt though, bro.
It probably
would. It wouldn't work the way you think it is.
It's a trampoline though. It's very well built.
Ah, fair enough.
So what are you going with, Raza? When or how?
When.
Talk us through
when.
Straight up.
I think how is just...
I agree with when though.
How is just too scary. Before,
you would
and
live
you
in
wouldn't
fear.
Do anything
and
related.
When you then, when you do have a timeline, right? You,
it.
Yeah.
You just... You,
like, as in you wouldn't live a good life.
Yeah.
And then your birthdays would change. You're like, okay, T-minus.
Oh, yeah.
As in, it would be a little bit depressing.
No,
it would
be your death day.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the movie Happy Death Day?
No.
It's got nothing to do with what we're talking about, and the plot is completely different to this.
It'd be like the movie we watched, Countdown.
That was such a bad movie, though.
No, it wasn't very good.
So, MJ doesn't like horror movies.
Nor do I.
That demon thing's Bartholomew.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, so he doesn't like horror movies, but it was his birthday, and I convinced him to go to the cinema with me.
It was Halloween.
No, it was your birthday.
Was it?
Yeah.
I swear it was Halloween. Oh, sorry, continue.
No, so it was like Halloween, but it was like meant to be for your birthday because I didn't see you on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I convinced him to come to the cinema with me. And then we had like an option of three movies. And two of them were like funny comedies. And then there was this horror movie called Countdown. And so MJ was like to me, you choose. And like on the day, I was like, okay, fine, we'll go watch a comedy because I'll feel bad for you if you get scared.
Yeah.
But then as soon as we got there, I was like, you know what? Listen, if I don't take MJ to go watch this movie right now, he'll never watch a horror movie in his life. So as we were about to pay for the tickets, I cancelled everything and we went to go see the horror movie.
I can happily go my entire life without watching a horror movie. Also, I just don't like them.
That put you
off. Know what? The thing is, I wanted you to... Because you've never actually watched one besides that.
I've watched it.
It's not a horror movie.
Okay.
The ending is so bad.
Yeah, it actually is.
It's so bad. But I think he's like known for that, for like bad endings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because even in the second movie, one of the main characters is like a playwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole, like there's a running joke throughout his thing that his like books and movies have really bad endings.
But yeah, I don't like horror movies.
Mm. Wait, wasn't that based off Stephen King though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Would you rather go back to the age of 5 with everything you know or know everything your future self will learn?
Oh, damn.
Standard question.
Oh.
So either be a really smart... But the thing is... When you become your current age again, you don't know it. You know what you would normally know.
Yeah, so you would know up to today.
So I'd either be a really smart kid and be like the dumb person I am now and continue life.
You'd know, you'd be how you are. You wouldn't be dumb.
Debatable.
Yeah, you are.
or I could be really, really smart from now.
I just
not necessarily smart. Oh. You would learn everything you would learn.
Well, I'm hoping I would be a little bit more intelligent.
You would learn. You but don't like you wouldn't know, for example. I guess you would know the lottery numbers if you in your future self would look at the lottery numbers.
But
you know
no,
what I mean?
I'm thinking about this completely different way.
No, but you said would learn, but he probably wouldn't learn ever the lottery.
Yeah, so
okay, so my theory is I'm thinking about like I'm in university right now. I could learn my entire course and finish
that's
it in 1 year.
You could.
Or I could go back to me being a 5 year old, no, get all A stars and everything, go to Cambridge.
Yeah, but you wouldn't learn that though, would you?
Why not?
When you say you'd learn your whole course in 1 year,
yeah,
you wouldn't have done that had you not had this choice.
Yeah. The thing is, because I know everything my future self would know, I would have the ability to finish my course faster. So I could either... The thing is, even if I went back to the age of 5, I would probably be moved up a few years because I would be really smart. Because I'm
that's true.
Hoping...
And then it would change your whole thing.
Exactly.
But you have to remember, at the age of 5, you just... You know exactly what's going to happen for the next 14 years.
And I think my childhood is a bit iffy.
You could make the best decisions, bro.
If you went back to 5
you would know not to be friends with that person or be really good friends with that person.
I'm not, forget the friends, bro. I'm investing.
I was going to say, I'd be like, bro. Apple?
£5 here and there, bro.
Man's creating Uber.
Man's creating Uber.
Man's investing in Tesla.
But the thing is,
I'm telling
man's
you.
Man's saying, oi, we need to, like, I'd be a 10-year-old genius.
Yeah.
That's
yeah?
the same about the future, though. Someone could invent the first that's teleporting true. Thingamajig, yeah. and you could make that now.
Then the new company called Pear, you would just know to invest in that now. But there's more of
Well, you could invent Pear.
It's more of an unknown, right, than age 5. You know what's coming.
Technically, it's just... Where would you like
to... The thing is, how mature am I at age 5 that I would listen to knowledge inside my head?
You would be mature.
Yeah, it would be a bit weird.
Because you have all this experience.
Yeah, because you are 5.
The thing is, because I'm...
Do you even know how to do normal things?
Exactly.
But you would know what you know now.
Would you
could just wait till you're 10, though. What's the big deal?
Then you might
you'd
lose some
mature.
Of the knowledge.
You'd be quite mature.
Nah, might lose some of the
wait
knowledge.
Wait till you hit year 7, and then, you know, you can start doing your own thing.
Yeah.
How do you know about this one? Because I have a 4-year-old niece right now.
Yeah.
And she's fairly like advanced for her age.
Sure.
At like school and stuff. But if she had all the knowledge that I had right now, I'd be a bit scared of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would be...
Knowledge is power.
As in, I'd be very shocked.
You'd be very, not social.
As
like
in,
that.
Yeah. You'd be
you would
bit...
just be a whole, like, generation above all the people your age. You wouldn't really chill with them in it.
That's
you'd
true.
Be made to go out
but
and stuff.
You'd be balling.
You'd... No, not necessarily.
Your parents would not listen to you to invest in Tesla. I'm not going to lie.
It's a fiver, bro.
Mom,
but I'm
Dad,
not 18
£5,
so I wouldn't be able to do anything myself.
Oh, that's true. But
I'm not 18.
Yeah, and plus you're not legal age of anything. So future. I'd go for future.
But you now, know also, I'd
because
quite...
Then you can, just because...
You would be the age to actually do everything yourself.
Yeah.
I would like to know the knowledge of my future self. Because yeah. I'd like to think for like really weird, like I want to know what like my family life is like and stuff like that. I like to know like what different countries I go to.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if I live a good life.
But then once you know that,
you can change
you've
it.
You've already done it.
And
everything because you know it, it'll be like you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's
which
no,
means I can do more
then
things.
Do more things.
Yeah, which means I can live an even better life.
And you'd be younger.
I'm choosing with knowing the knowledge
the
of my future
thing
self.
You
it's
know.
An investment. It's an investment.
And plus, it's not like you wouldn't know that Tesla.
You're doing well either way.
Yeah.
As in, yeah.
So it's like, when would you like to know the future knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be now.
I would like to know my future knowledge.
Now, please.
Okay. Go on, MJ, give me my future knowledge.
I always used to think I'd love to go back to the age, like to a younger age, knowing everything I know. But now that we've had this conversation, maybe it is
we've
a bit
it.
Of the other
but
way.
But you know what? If I went back to a younger age, like primary school and stuff was like so much fun.
Imagine going through all the useless stuff that we had to go through.
That's true.
Imagine going through...
Your life would be boring.
But like, you know when you have a conversation and then like 2 hours later you think of a comeback or something.
He's got a good point.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I wouldn't do any...
Would you remember everything?
See, I don't... That's the secret.
Do you remember everything you've not... You
nah,
know
you
now?
Wouldn't, but like...
You don't remember every single
for
argument.
For the sake of the question...
Plus, you'd have to do—you'd have to do algebra again. You'd have to.
You'd be so good at it.
You would be, but isn't that boring, bro?
That's true.
For the next 14 years, you know.
You'd be the smartest person of your age.
Yeah. I still think knowing my future knowledge. Genius,
and plus, older people would just like not like you at all.
You'd be like a genius.
They'd put you on all the fast tracks. As soon as you hit 19, they're like, "Well, what happened to him?"
That's true. You'd be like, "Idiot."
Well,
the thing is, you'd also learn new stuff as well. Because yeah, you'd be constantly learning.
You'd hope.
But also, I'm not very smart, so I can't absorb that much knowledge. I don't know how good I would be.
I think we're all set on the future.
Yeah.
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 We kind of.
That leads into our next one as well. Okay, go on. What do you want to say?
How far into the future?
The question is, till your death.
Till my death?
Yeah.
So I know how I'm going to die as well?
No.
What?
I don't know.
Just before. You die.
Let me make a decision real quick. Yeah, you can know how you die.
So this then relates back to my last question. I don't want to know when I die. I would know. No, I do want to know when I die.
If you know,
would you know how many years of knowledge you have?
Everything you will learn up till the second that you die. So let's say you get shot in the head, you're dead at that point, so you wouldn't know. Do you know what I mean?
But the thing is, there's like sequences going up to like there's someone pointing a gun at you.
Maybe it's random.
Maybe.
What if it was a sniper? Bomb goes
up right next to you.
That's true. But things could you change the way you die then? Because you know.
Yeah, you can change. Same way when you're five, you can change what. Whatever happens up till now.
I'm very set on the future.
If I went back to the age of five, I would have been so rich.
Yeah, you'd be.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you. Don't you know what? Forget £5, make it 10. Oh. Into Apple. You'd be balling.
Yeah, because they haven't released the iPhone yet. Because when I was 10, it was 2010.
Yeah.
They released in 2011.
You could be besties with so many celebrities as well.
Yeah.
How?
Like, you move to the same place, you go to the same schools.
Yeah. Like, you just know that
she's gonna be
Christian
famous.
Bale goes to this school.
You would know Christian Bale is going to be the new Batman.
Yeah. You don't know what school he goes to right now.
Okay, at this point in time, I don't know what
school. And plus, you would never be able to find children of which school they go to.
Why?
As in, no, it's all on the internet now.
Yeah.
No, but when you go back to five and you'd be like, okay, where
just
is...
Just real quick, where before is... I press the button, I search out where he went.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I have to have a computer. Do so much
and then
research.
Bartholomew comes and takes
you away. You have to know
cheating.
You'd have to do so much research. You'd be like,
yeah, you'd be like, I need to prepare.
Yeah, if you want, yeah, exactly. That'd be so fun.
I'd enjoy research.
Nah, that's the only studying I'd ever enjoy. Yeah,
I'd procrastinate
for example,
that.
Let's take Tesla stock. Yeah, you know when it goes up and down.
Yeah,
I'd research. Every little time spread and sell at exactly the right points.
The thing is, you could only do that up to the age you are now.
But that's enough to set you for life.
Exactly.
It's true.
And then you can do whatever you want.
Just one company is good
for you. But the thing is, you can do that with your future stuff as well.
Bro,
Google. Assuming that another company takes over. But yeah, I'm sure there will be.
I would like to know the knowledge of my future self.
Wait. There could be another scenario.
Yeah.
You go back to your five.
Mm-hmm.
The age of five. But the timeline changes.
So you get hit by a car?
No.
Get amnesia?
No.
The timeline does change when you go back.
No, because the same things of like Tesla stock going up and down won't happen.
Ooh.
Wait, how did I not think of that?
No. Pause question.
How much of an effect would you doing things have an effect on Tesla stock?
But that's like every single movie plot.
Let's just be comfortable with our future, man.
Okay,
let's
move on. I'm good with that.
Okay, this is an important one, guys. Probably the most important of the entire thing. Would you rather be stung by 100 bees?
Ouch.
Or 3 scorpions?
So I've never been stung by a bee or a scorpion.
They don't hurt, to be honest.
Did you say 3 scorpions?
Yeah.
Wait, question. Scorpions poisonous, question mark?
Nope. There are some, but for this situation, we're going to say you're not dying either way.
So 3 scorpions.
I think 3 scorpions is going to be less painful than 100 bees.
Yeah.
A scorpion...
A thousand bees, did you say?
Yeah,
100 bees.
100 bees. I'm assuming would hurt more and last longer,
and would be over more area.
Surface area. Yeah,
exactly.
When a bee stings you, it is over quick. Like he stings you, it dies, and then you're fine.
Yeah, but there's 100 of them.
Yeah,
like you'd feel that much pain at that much time.
Scorpion. When a scorpion stings you, it hurt like for a long period of time.
Oh,
it hurts.
Then 100 bees.
I don't know. I wish I would have been stung by a bee so I would know.
I've been
you've
stung
never
by
been
bee,
stung
really
by a bee?
No, I haven't. I lived in Saudi for a long time.
Yeah, but you've never been stung by a bee here?
No.
I was in a sports day and I was about to run my 100 meters and I got stung by a bee on my leg.
Ouch.
And they took me out of the race.
Why?
It was really upsetting. Because I was stung by a bee. I couldn't run.
But you know what?
I was a wuss at the time. I'm like year five, yeah.
Fair enough.
So
bit. Like, I've seen my cousin get stung by a bee, but he's like 5 or 6, and it really, really hurt him.
Yeah, but like, what?
He was 5 or 6.
You know when you get
compared to scorpion, scorpion stings are mad.
There's only 3 of them.
They're mad. Scorpion stings take down like cats, like big cats, as in lions and tigers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's true.
They take him down. No, one sting.
I
takes
would
him.
Imagine a bee, now I haven't had a bee sting in a long time, but I would imagine it's just like having a splinter.
Yeah. That's why I'm leaning towards 100 bees. It's just a lot more longer.
But the thing is, it also depends on where, like, if they sting you in your face, I'm sure it'd, like, hurt a lot more and, like, your face would swell up.
But I got stung in the leg and it wasn't that big of a deal.
Your face and your leg is different.
Yeah.
Where would it be?
Well, there's 100 of them, so, you know.
Everywhere, bro.
You're going to get stung in the face a few times. You're going to get stung everywhere,
really. You can't choose.
Nah, you can't say one here, one here, one here.
No, I'd be like, my arm. Here, take it.
Take the arm, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, it would be all over.
Oh, that's
The 3 scorpions, I don't know. Just like irrelevant places, like arm, leg, nothing specific.
Imagine all 3 in one leg.
It would hurt. I don't know if they're all coming at the same time.
That's true. Is it like.
Oh, then I don't know if that's worse or better. I'm not sure.
Is it like 100 bees over your lifetime?
It could be, or it could just be.
Between
now and the day you die, you're going to get stung by 100 bees. That doesn't sound bad.
That doesn't sound bad. I feel like that's all bearable.
After the third one.
Yeah, after the third one, okay.
97 more.
I think the bees.
No, by 25. By 25, I think you'd be like, it's normal.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, can I just have all of them now? Enough,
mate. Did you just get stung by a bee? Yeah, whatever. Have you ever seen a scorpion, though?
No, never.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I think I have.
I have in videos.
Yes, we're like, imagine as soon as you see a scorpion, like you just see one there, you're like, it's my time.
The thing is it avoidable?
Well, no, you have to get hit. You have times, to. So you can try, but then it'll come again. Mm. You'll be haunted by scorpions.
Well, you know, just kill yourself early, mate.
Nah.
No, not allowed.
Yeah, it says here in brackets, you cannot kill yourself.
Ah, and that dude will come and kick Bartholomew.
And scorpions cannot be dead.
Yes,
but I thought it was a big guy in this conversation.
He's the one that wrote this.
All right, bees.
Bees. Okay.
Next question.
Which of the 4 elements would you control? So the 4 elements being fire, water,
earth, and air.
And earth. Have you ever seen Avatar?
The Last Airbender? Yeah.
That's my inspiration for this question.
Oh, I haven't seen. Wait, I Avatar. Thought,
can I just be an Avatar?
Nah, you can't.
Wow.
It says in
fire. I'd choose fire.
The worst one.
It's the most logical one.
Is it?
What are you going to do in your life with firebending?
I feel like water would be a lot more fun.
Water would be
fire
more fun.
Fire beats everything.
Water extinguishes fire.
Yeah, but fire can evaporate the water. Then what?
It turns you stronger.
Yeah.
You're both equally as strong, it says in brackets.
Does it?
Yeah.
A lot of brackets in this.
It's a big page, I can't lie. Like 4,000 words here.
Wow.
Wait, fire can evaporate water.
Can we all agree air is the worst?
No.
Yeah, air is the worst.
Visually, it's the worst, 100%.
No, visually, it's quite nice as well.
What?
Yeah. In The Last Airbender, it was quite nice.
Nah, I would have said it's the worst. Like, just push air, you know?
It's a bit of a weak
fire
one.
Fire out your hands.
It's a bit of a weak one, I guess. Okay. Personally, I wouldn't choose air anyway.
But air in our lives would be very useful compared to fire.
Just fly to my commute to uni is 1 hour.
But you can fly with fire. You can. You can fly with fire.
You can fly with water as well and earth. You just lift the ground above you and just float there.
That's true. How could you do it with water? You could surf everywhere if there's water around. Water you can only use when there's water around.
Bro, yeah? We live in London. It rains every day.
This is a good point he raises. Fire you can think from everywhere.
No, but the thing is, you can't. London, where would you absorb the fire from?
No, but that's how they do it in The Last Airbender, bro.
Nah, but that's fire, because he's bare powerful.
You heat up the particles around you.
No, he's bare powerful. That doesn't count.
Nah. It says in brackets. It does.
You just said we're equally as powerful.
Yeah, but water is stronger than fire if you're near water.
Yeah, but also in the anime...
I'm going Earth.
No, really?
Earth.
Powers?
Okay, wait. In the TV series, Avatar, whatever
Avatar
it's called.
Avatar: The Last Airbender. Go watch it if you haven't.
The girl who does the water thing. Yeah. I forgot her name.
The water one.
The main character who's the water
girl. Yeah, that one.
Apologies for not knowing her name. In one of the episodes, she absorbs water from the air.
Does she?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because the air is always
got water particles in it.
Yeah, it's moist.
Yeah, so like she absorbs moist. Water from the air, or like she goes for a run and then she uses the water particles from her sweat.
That's not okay. That's yeah, fine.
So I would go with water because it's just everywhere.
That's true.
But again, so is
Earth. So is Earth.
But like Earth is just, imagine taking a whole piece of the ground. What rude thing to do.
Yeah, it's funny, a bit more destructive, isn't it?
Rude.
But also, Earth is the calm one, you know?
Nah.
Earth is stable, yeah.
Yeah, it's like stability.
Fire and water.
Fire is just like anger and aggression and passion.
Ice is cool.
I like how you added passion to that.
Yeah, it felt really negative, so I had to add a positive into there. I've always liked Earth. It's a nice planet.
What would you do, though?
I don't know, but what would you do with any of that?
No, but you know what? Have you ever been like in the shower and you pretend to be a waterbender?
Oh, of course.
That's standard. That's standard.
I remember as soon as I watched that movie, I was like, I am a waterbender for life. I think because of 10-year-old Asuka, it would be really upset if I didn't choose
water. So
are we
all going different? So you're going to go water, I'm going to go water. Where are you going?
Fire.
We need to add someone else to choose air.
Okay, so we're going to leave that one as we're all disagreeing.
Then yeah, make something interesting.
Make something interesting. Okay, let's have two more questions then.
All right,
two more. Would you rather be stuck on an island alone, or with someone who just talks too much?
As you know, I'm quite an introvert, and I like being alone for long periods of time.
But stuck on an island is different.
As in, how long am I stuck on this island for?
Yeah.
In the bracket, this says a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Until I figure out a way to get off the island.
No, till a plane passes by.
Maybe you could say that, because then maybe the other person would help you out.
Yeah, that's true. But also, if I'm trying to figure out how to get off this island,
well, if they're both stupid,
as in knowing me,
two stupid better than one normal.
I would try swim to the other island. Be like, you know what? I used to swim before.
You could bring him, and then just like,
if there's limited food, do you really want another person there eating the food?
Doesn't say there is limited food. It doesn't mention food at all.
So I would say. I'd want someone there with
me.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd want someone. I know he's annoying in that.
But then you can always just walk away from him.
It's true. An island.
No one said.
Yeah. You'd be like, okay, you stand here.
The island is not the size of a living room.
That's true.
It says in brackets. Island is the size of two living rooms.
Okay, you'd be like, you stay on this side of the living room.
Yeah. I'll be generous. It's like four.
But things you could be like, hey, listen, you stay here. I'm going to go look for food.
On the other side of this town.
You wait here till I come back. And you should never come back.
Yeah, but he's annoying. He's not going to listen. He doesn't have to listen. You just come along saying, hey,
then I'd knock him out.
That's true. You could knock him out.
You could knock him out and then wake him up when you want him.
You'd get a bit lonely by yourself eventually.
That's what I mean.
You'd
also go a little bit crazy.
You'd start talking to yourself. That's dangerous.
I talk to myself anyway, to be honest.
You'd go crazy without just someone there, even for a small amount of time.
I would like to have someone else there.
I would also like to have someone there.
Same. Unanimous decision.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to end it with this last question.
Okay.
Very important question.
Go for it.
As usual. Would you rather use a push lawnmower?
Okay.
With the bar a bit too high or a bit too low? What do you think, guys?
Huh?
You know, the bar on a push lawnmower?
Yeah.
Do you want it a bit too high or a bit too low?
I have never mowed lawn in my entire life.
Neither have I.
Have you?
This is a pretty useless question then. Mowed lawn, yeah.
Have you actually?
I don't understand how the bar being high or low would affect.
Imagine you're mowing the lawn.
Okay.
And the bar is just a bit uncomfortably low.
It's like pushing a smaller trolley or a large trolley.
Bend over a little bit.
I feel like.
Or it's too high, so you kind of like, you know, your hands are up. You're stretching yourself.
I feel like high would be easier.
You mean like
really,
this?
I would have thought low.
You mean like this or like this?
Yeah. For people who can't see, you would know what he meant.
I think high. I think low would be too uncomfortable.
Think about this one. It's an important question. Think about it.
No,
it's really not.
You can't say important for
it's really, really
why
not.
It's a very important question.
Listen, the Harry Potter question was
you
more important.
You buy me a lawnmower, mate. No.
I bought you one, but would you rather a little bit too low or a bit too high?
High.
It's like, it's not high and it's not low. It's like just a little bit uncomfortably too high. A little bit
too
uncomfortable.
Well, you're not going to do it for high. Long, so uncomfortable.
You know, why don't you just buy me a lawnmower that has an adjustable height? By being...
Yeah,
stingy with your money.
This is I didn't bet a bite if you Bartholomew did.
Bartholomew, listen.
He just as soon as you pick one, he just brings your whole lawn. Uh-huh.
Now there's no stock, so you got either large or small.
Yeah,
I would still go high.
Why?
I don't understand why.
It doesn't.
I'm trying to prod you for an answer that doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand the difference.
Let's just end it there.
All right.
follow us.
I feel like we can't end it there. That's a dumb question.
Would you? What have you got any questions?
I wasn't told.
Okay, fine. Let me think of a serious one then. Would you rather have one nipple or two belly buttons?
Oh, forget this. Just end it here. My goodness.
All right, bye.
Follow us at the Decaf4Four on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll see you next time. Hear you next time.
Thank you for listening.
We don't hear them.
You hear us next time.
Oh, God.
I'm a mess. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.